The day after Christmas, the British general Charles Cornwallis entertained a visitor at his headquarters in South Carolina. His guest was young, handsome, and extremely well-dressed, with an easy smile that disarmed acquaintances. Only his emotionless eyes betrayed something of his real character. The general's guest was Bannister Tarleton, nicknamed Bloody Ban by the Americans because of his well-deserved reputation for ruthlessness. Tarleton, whom Cornwallis privately loathed as unworthy of British civilization, saluted smartly, doffed his hat, and at Cornwallis' gesture, sat down.
"Ban, we have a problem."
A hint of amusement flitted across Tarleton's features, but he said nothing. "General Greene's divided his army, and the half he placed under Morgan's command is causing difficulties." Tarleton arched his eyebrows.
"Such as?" "I think you know perfectly well. They've been harassing our foraging parties and taking available food for themselves. We're not in any danger of starvation, but if this continues, he's going to gain a lot of support. As of right now, their forces are puny and fragmented, and should pose little obstacle to the upcoming move against Virginia. But if Morgan's army is allowed to operate unchecked for too long, what do you want me to do?" "What you've always done. Take your dragoons, hunt them down, and deal with them, and do it humanely. If there's another Waxhaws..."
Tarleton flushed.
"The rebels fired on us first at Waxhaws, after feigning surrender."
Cornwallis leaned back and placed both palms on his desk.
"I don't care what happened, Ben. A British officer does not massacre captives, period. I want no nonsense. Just a good, clean victory."
Cornwallis stood up. Tarleton stood also and looked in his superior's eyes.
"There's no such thing as a good, clean victory, General." "I'm not going to argue with you, Ben. You have your orders. Now go and execute them in a way that does credit to His Majesty's armed forces."
He saluted, and Tarleton returned the salute before taking his leave.